This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1883. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, short and medium wave. On this edition, recorded June 22nd, Alaska, Anguilla, Antarctica, Australia, Benin, Bougainville, Brazil, Canada, Cuba, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Europe, Germany, Guatemala, New Caledonia, Nigeria, South Sudan, USA, Zambia, unidentified, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, KNLS in Alaska has continued to use the not always scheduled frequency, 11885 kilohertz, on a sporadic basis. You never know, it seems, from one day to the next, whether they'll be on it or not for the English hour at 12 UT, when the parallel frequency is only one sesquidecakilohertz away, 11870. That was the case on June 21st, and 11885 continued for the Chinese broadcast at 13, while the other transmitter moved to the scheduled frequency of 9655. If 11885 is not in use at 12, the frequency where it was originally scheduled and still appearing at times is 7355. I think this strange situation also applies to some other broadcasts between 08 and 18 UT. After many months, the Caribbean beacon Anguilla continues to transmit with suppressed distorted audio, or as I put it, subtorted, on both its shortwave frequencies, 6090 and 11775. It makes it unlistenable for Dr. Jean Scott or Pastor Melissa Scott, but she doesn't seem to know or care. It goes on and on. And now there's another problem. Dave Valqua in Pennsylvania told me on June 18th, it's 1925 and I've been hearing a spur of 11775 on 11865 for the past half sesqui hour. Quite readable when it peaks, very fady. I've never heard this before, and nothing on the low side which would match 11685. Also noted on a couple of northeastern U.S. web receivers, it was best heard in Virginia. They must be having some serious problems in Anguilla. Well, I tried for it right away 12 minutes later, but it was not audible here. The BBC World Service annual midwinter special to Antarctica did come off as planned. June 21st at 2130 UT, the frequencies they wound up using, according to Martin Goulding in the British DX Club, were 5985 from Wooferton, 7360 from Ascension, and 6035 from the UAE. None of those making it very far into North America. I didn't even try to hear them on my receiver, but on the Utrecht remote in Holland, 5985 was booming in when I checked at 2150 with greetings from family members. Although it did not mention the time or frequencies, which we know, Howard Cool points out a notice about this on the website of the British Antarctic Survey, which says in part, a highlight bringing family and friends closer is listening to the BBC World Service annual Midwinter Day broadcast. This year's program is presented by radio DJ Ceris, C-E-R-Y-S, Matthews, of BBC Six Music, and will include personal greetings to everyone working at BAS research stations. Jeff Wolfe in New South Wales says the ACMA is preparing the way for some whoever wants to convert commercial AM stations to go to FM. Western Australia is at the head of the queue for AM to FM conversions. And he says his local on 918 kHz 2XL in Cooma NSW is one slated to change in August, but has delayed that further due to a wait for transmitters to arrive from overseas. And he mentioned some others. So that's maybe good news for Aussie DXers who want to have some frequencies clear for medium wave DX, and quite the opposite for those of us who would still like to hear some Aussie medium wave stations overseas. The trend is away from AM toward FM, as of course it is in many other parts of the world. Speaking of which, here is a neat medium wave DX catch transoceanically. Even if it's a just barely audible carrier, we have little doubt about the source. on 1566 kilohertz, June 21st from 0353 past 0412, as summer was about to begin officially. I had this carrier looping about 80 degrees, which fits for Transworld Radio's 100 kilowatt transmitter in Benin. That's thanks to a tip from Don Moman in Alberta and Nick Hall Patch in B.C., who were hearing that before and after 05 UT the previous night. The morning schedule, according to WRTH, is 0315 to 0545 UT in various African languages. I checked for other splits in the 1500s, but could not hear any. But this one, if it's being heard in Oklahoma and British Columbia, may well be audible all over North America. Go after it. In Tulsa, Chris Krug says, on June 16th, NBC Bougainville audible this morning for the first time this week. Tune in at 1112 UT and listen to sign-off at 1130. That's on 3325. They played some reggae music and ballads and announcements by a woman. He could not hear anything else from PNG except to perhaps a carrier on 3365. In the Radio Escutas group, Ed Santos reported that Radio Clube AM de Pernambuco, Brazil, reactivated on medium wave 720. And soon confirmed by others, such as JRX, wondering if the power was the original 100 kilowatts, but Ian José Silva doubts it from the signal he's getting. Maybe 25 or 30 kilowatts. I haven't researched it further, but if I recall correctly, this station used to be on shortwave as well many years ago. Radio Clube de Pernambuco in Recife. On the other hand, the station which had been the most reliable 60-meter Brazilian shortwave outlet on 4885 is off the air. That's Radio Clube do Pará. Info about this in the Rádio Escutas group goes into some rather convoluted legal proceedings it's facing. It could have to pay a fine of 50,000 reais per day if it doesn't comply. That, of course, applies to its medium wave as well as shortwave 4885. Politics seem to be involved. There is some question about who actually controls the station. This, however, clears the way for the other Brazilian listed on 4885, if it's active, Radio Difusora Acreana. Among my band scanning, I logged Radio RB2 in Brazil and measured the frequencies as exactly as possible. June 16th and 17th on 9724.835 and 11934.934. That matches up nicely. But Rodolfo Grimm in Brazil replied, these stations are no longer RB2, but Radio Evangelizar in Curitiba. Also applies to the 6040 plus off-frequency outlet. We'd heard reports before about Evangelizar IDs being heard, but we're not sure if that was an entire name change, but apparently it is now. Previously, they'd been relaying Radio Aparecida, another Catholic station, quite a lot, and Rodolfo says they still are, although he says the style sounds more like Radio Canção Nova. And speaking of Radio Aparecida, Dave Valquin, Pennsylvania, Hardcore DX, says they've been further off frequency than before. He's heard them varying between 11858.3 and 11858.5. And at one point, they went up to 11858.7, June 20th at 10:30. On June 20th at 20:05, Wolfgang Büschel measured them on 11858.243. Around midday on June 18th, I had sporadic FMDX from several stations in Ontario, from Leamington to Toronto. Read all about it in DX Listening Digest 17-25 when published via worldofradio.com. And on another opening, I had a brief bit of old-fashioned NTS video on Channel 2, June 19th at 16:14, which I think also came from Ontario. The CIII 2 relay in Bancroft. I reported several times that CHU time signals, which had resumed on 3330, were now missing from 7850 for a few days. Richard Langley in New Brunswick reported on June 20th that, according to the CHU engineer, that transmitter failed on the previous Friday night and was fixed on Monday. "We were having problems with the automatic switchover to the backup unit," he says. Another now very rare bit of analog TVDX on Channel 2, June 17th at 1409 UT. This was probably Tele Rebelle from Havana, Cuba, since the 6-meter DX maps were showing openings over the southeast quadrant of the U.S. and not to Canada at that particular time, despite the fact that I got a glimpse of what looked like an ice hockey game. Checking Canadian schedules, that did not match at that time, and the Cuban TV schedule was noncommittal. It appears that Eritrea is getting active again, intruding into the 40-meter ham band. Torsten Hamann in Germany reported May 26th. Until 18:37, he was hearing a signal on 7200. At first, he thought it might be Sudan, since he was not hearing that on 7205. But Mauno Ritola noted on June 21st that Sudan was back, and this might have been Eritrea on the adjacent frequency. Torsten Hamann follows up that Amraman was being heard on 7205, June 21st, and now there was a signal on 7180.020, according to Wolfgang Büschel, which he think was likely Asmara, Eritrea. And on June 21st, Torsten Hamann agrees he was hearing the Eritrean anthem at 1830, on 7180, having listened to that first at 1755, presumably in Arabic. As you may recall, Eritrea may have two different programs and transmitters in this area, and they keep hopping around to different frequencies. Probably no coincidence that Ethiopia is also being reported active again on its strange split frequency, which varies only slightly, 7236.6. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says on June 20th, there was Voice of Democratic Alliance at 15 to 16 UT. That's in Tigrinya for Eritrea. And then Radio Ethiopia itself from 16 to 18 in Arabic, but no English broadcast. Wolfgang Büschel checked that too and found it on 7236.739, June 21st, around 1500 UT, but wandered up to 0.792 only 2 minutes later, and then back down again. And there were concerns that a clandestine for Eritrea, which is not transmitted from Ethiopia, had gone off the air, Radio Irena, E-R-E-N-A. Richard Langley in New Brunswick says he'd been monitoring it just about every day, but on June 19th, via the Utvanta remote receiver, it was missing from 17 to 18 UT on 11965. That was the Bulgarian site. No carrier, no nothing, he says. It had been providing good reception. There's a notice on opendemocracy.net about this, that they received an award for delivering independent news to Eritreans. And it said, we've been planning to expand, but are having problems with funding. It runs out this summer. However, the next day, it was back. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria was hearing it via his neighborly secret broad transmitter site, 17 to 18 on 11965. In shortwave bulletin, Thomas Nilsson in Sweden reports, European Music Radio Dance from the Netherlands on the 60-meter band, 4914.965, June 5th at 1920. With their golden channel of the 70s, retransmitting that FM service parallel to their website. Other frequencies have been reported, according to a verification received by Alf Persson, 4845, 4870, 4915, and 4970. But it seems 4915 is the preferred frequency, most likely from the Netherlands. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, 1883. Our thanks this week, or this quarter, for regular financial support, marking the solstice, from Gerald T. Pollard in North Carolina, who sent a check to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. In ADX, via BCDX, Christian Milling of the shortwave service in Germany provides a new schedule for Radio Documenta 14 via his Karl Eiffel transmitter in Germany on 15560. This is a rather strange schedule, but it repeats every 6 days rather than every week, which would be 7 days, and it's in 4-hour blocks throughout the 24 hours. These extend into early July. I'll just give the first date, and then you can add on 6, 12, and perhaps 18 days. At 18 to 22 UT, June 22nd. At 22 to 02, June 23rd. At 02 to 06, June 24th. At 06 to 10, June 25th. At 10 to 14, June 26th. 14 to 18, June 27th. The scheduling actually started on June 17th, and Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria was monitoring on June 19th for the 06 to 10 UT broadcast, when he says there was a bit of interference to the 1-kilowatt German transmitter from 500 kilowatts in China between 08 and 10 UT, CRI in Chinese. Dr. Madrid of Radio Verdad in Guatemala, 4055, is again publicizing tests which he thinks are allowing his station to be heard in far parts of the world on the same frequency. But the explanation just doesn't make sense to me, and I find it hard to believe. He believes it because he got a report from someone in Japan who heard a very strong signal even without an antenna on his radio at 1545 UT, when it's 9:45 a.m. in Guatemala. There's another country gone from medium wave, from Bruce Conte via medium wave mass. He says he got this info from Brian Clark in New Zealand. Stuart Forsyth, who is updating the WRTH listings for New Caledonia, has received official confirmation that 666 and 729 kilohertz have gone off the air. New Zealand DXers noted the absence of 666 in early June, but it took a while to secure official confirmation. Dan Goldfarb says that fits the pattern, as other French overseas territories have already left medium wave: French Polynesia, Reunion, Guadeloupe, and Martinique. Ivo Ivanov reports a temporary schedule change for the Radio Dandalkura service for Nigeria from June 20th. It's the evening broadcast at 18 to 21 UT on 12050. He says the entire 3 hours had been via Ascension on that exact frequency. However, now the first hour, 18 to 19, is instead via the UAE, and it's off frequency 12050.1. Over here, all we could hope for would be a heterodyne against WEWN. Ivo Ivanov reports monitoring the Voice of America program in English called South Sudan in Focus. It's Monday through Friday at 16:30 to 17 UT. On June 19th, he was getting good reception via South Africa on 11985. Weak reception via the UAE on 13750. And the third listed frequency, 15180 via Vatican, was instead a program in Somali. Dan Robinson, now retired, former White House correspondent for the Voice of America, has an opinion piece you may want to read at bbgwatch.com. It's titled "Time to Revisit Status of VOA, Other Government Media, in Washington Press Galleries." It seems that they have always been treated with suspicion and as second-class citizens by press entities having nothing to do with the U.S. government. The complete schedule for World of Radio broadcasts via all our affiliates can be found at worldofradio.com. But on our two U.S. shortwave stations, I should like to point out the times for those who may not be familiar with them. On WBCQ, we are 6 days a week at 2330 UT on 9330 variable. That's compatible upper sideband, except on Saturdays when I confirm it's still 1 hour earlier at 2230 UT. Also Wednesdays at 2100 on 7490 and via Area 51 UT Mondays at 0300 variable on 5129.82 approximately. The first airing each week is on Thursdays at 2330 on 9330. On WRMI, the first airing each week is now UT Sundays at 0200 on 11580. The other WRMI times, Mondays at 0330 on 9955. Tuesdays at midnight 30 on 7730. Tuesdays at 2130 on 9455 and 15770. Wednesdays at 10:30 on 5850 and 9455. And Wednesdays at 13:15 on 9955. We urge you to listen via one of our radio or webcast outlets. But if you must, you can also listen via podcasts, which we are glad to have available. Those are linked via worldofradio.com. I've now confirmed by monitoring that WBCQ is indeed carrying The Other Side of Midnight. It's an Art Bell-like talk show, for instance, discussing remote viewing, for 3 hours both Saturday and Sunday nights, or early UT Sundays and Mondays at 04 to 07 on 7490 variable. I also heard an ID for the AM station of WBCQ, WXME 780, so I suppose that's really a simulcast. For quite some time now, in random checks, I've not been hearing WTWW number 3 on 12105, the one which was mostly carrying Bible readings in various languages, so I wonder if it's gone for good or a transmitter problem. Also, number 2 on 9930 has been missing a lot lately. It had been on in the afternoons with the Dave Ramsey Show on weekdays and other programming on weekends, but still remaining most of the time. 9475, the first program, the one which really matters with Scriptures for America. The night frequency, however, of number 2, 5085, still shows up occasionally. You can never be sure which evenings it will be on or not. On June 20th, John Carver in Mid-North Indiana says, just received the email newsletter from the Power Hour. Contains a link to a survey of how one listens to the program. It lists everything, satellite, local stations, shortwave, cell phones. I imagine that now that Joyce Riley is pretty much out of it, they're looking to eliminate the expensive shortwave on WWCR and the small local stations that Joyce buys time on. Of course, the survey would not work on my computer, and I have no idea why. I sent them an email with my vote, but don't know if they will accept it. Here's another major station carrying the middle-of-the-road network talk show, The Jim Bohannon Show, KRVN 880 in Lexington, Nebraska. However, it's not the live airing at 02 to 05 UT, but the repeat. I happen to hear it around 0630 on June 17th. I don't know for sure if they're carrying all 3 hours or just what the span is, since there's no program scheduled to be found on its website and not yet listed on the Jimbo website. I may have mentioned that one of my nearby stations, audible on daytime ground wave, was off the air, KLEY 1130 in Wellington, Kansas. I kept checking and finally they were back on the air the morning of June 17th. The ID is from the wheat capital of the world, The Wave, 100.3 and 1130. I've been hearing Spanish on 1440 other than the religious station in the Metroplex, KTNO. This one is KTUV in Little Rock, Arkansas, 240 watts at night, now identifying as La Patrona. lacemanda, which implies dominance, not to be confused with another word, padrona, which implies bondage. Strangely, their website, www.radiolapatrona.com, links to a station in Michigan, WHPR 88.1, which used to be Power Talk Radio in English, even though it had only 44 watts. Via shortwave bulletin, June 18th, John Herkimer in The Explorer says, I've just discovered that Hank Bennett passed away in October 2016 in Harvey, Louisiana. He was 92. For many of us, he was our introduction to shortwave listening through his Popular Electronics and Newark News Radio Club columns. And who could forget the WPE call sign program he managed for many years through Poptronics? I remember there was a time when he was one of the biggest names in the hobby. And he links to the obituary at legacy.com, which confirms it's this Hank Bennett. He died on October 8, 2016. He was a native of Collingswood, New Jersey, and a resident of Tarrytown, Louisiana, for the past 12 years. Mike Terry passes on an article by James Careless in Radio World, June 13th. Many people who work in broadcast radio got their start as amateur radio operators and remain active. At iHeartMedia alone, Charles Wooten, Director of Engineering and IT at Panama City, Florida, says, we have 157 people on our ham radio list. He's one himself since the age of 12, November Foxtrot 4 Alpha, his current call. Wooten maintains that list. 90% of them are engineers, but we also have DJs, program directors, and operations directors. At least four of the company's regional engineering VPs are hams. Charles Wooten. We used to hear from a shortwave DXer by that name. I think he was stationed in Morocco for a while, and I wonder if it's the same one. Bill Bingham in South Africa says, ZNBC 1 Zambia 5915 has been missing for at least 1 week as of June 19th, checked at 0300, also checking during the evening. Here's an intriguing unidentified, June 18th at midnight 48. I had a barely audible signal with talk on 6055, where there's normally nothing, and nothing scheduled at this hour except Japan, which would hardly be propagating at that time. Could it be some reactivated Latin American or some other special broadcast? Alan Rowe has published a new edition of his Music on Shortwave listing. In time order, it makes it easy to find a frequency playing some interesting music. It's on the files section of several Yahoo groups, including, of course, DX Listening Digest. He says this is the full consolidated version, comprising both English and non-English broadcasts. The propagation outlook from Boulder, geomagnetic field likely to reach G1 minor storm levels July 13th, with A and K indices of 20 and 5. Active levels likely June 23rd and 24th, and July 14th, A's and K's of 12 and 4. Lowest 5 and 2 from June 27th to July 12th. Solar flux rising from 70 June 26th to a peak of 77 July 8th and 9th. And that's World of Radio 1883. Glenn Hauser here inviting you to hear me again next week.